Residents of New Berlin, Wisconsin, are mourning the death of Michelle Whitmer. The 20-year-old soldier was killed in Baghdad last week. She became the first woman in the history of the Wisconsin National Guard to die in combat. Whitmer's two sisters also are serving in Iraq, but have accompanied Whitmer's body home. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Michelle Whitmer and her twin sister Charity were inseparable. Along with their older sister Rachel, they decorated their rooms with tinsel and Christmas lights and played up to the camera on family vacations. They also mugged for the camera in Iraq, posing with children and puppies. Michelle often wrote home, asking for CDs, laundry detergent, chocolate, flip-flops, even a self-heating facial mask. Anything, she said, that would make her feel like a girl again. Relatives in New Berlin say Michelle was expecting to return home 2 months ago. In February, leaders of the 32nd Military Police Company told members to stop requesting care packages. Michelle's sister Rachel, also assigned to the unit, emailed relatives that, quote, "there is finally a light at the end of the tunnel." Rachel and Charity Whitmer are now back in New Berlin. Their parents' house is surrounded by satellite trucks and TV crews. Michelle's body is at an undisclosed location. Last week, she was patrolling Baghdad when insurgents attacked her Humvee. The Whitmers are speaking mostly through Wisconsin National Guard spokesman Mark Bruns. He says a directive says whenever a family member is killed in a hostile area, relatives in the same area can request a transfer. Bruns says Rachel and Charity are mulling their options.
They feel they have two families. Their family here, their blood relatives, right here in New Berlin, Wisconsin. But they also have a military family that they're very dedicated to, very concerned about, and they feel, with their sense of duty, that they should be there as well.
But while the girl's father, John Whitmer, says he'll support his daughter's decisions, he says, quote, "we need to know they're not going back." Meanwhile, relatives are organizing a memorial service for Michelle. Joan Apt, a family friend, spoke for the Whitmers yesterday at the Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where the service is scheduled.
At this time, Charity and Rachel are deferring their decision regarding their future plans. They are focusing their attention on spending time with their family and grieving the loss of Michelle.
2 days after Michelle's death, the 32nd Military Police Company in which she served was put on notice that its tour of duty has now been extended for another 4 months. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.